we're back to the Jeff Cooner Show.
Former associate of Barack Obama's, somebody who knew him intimately, somebody who was with him in university, who is going to tell us who Dr. John Drew was, his affiliations, Barack Obama's affiliations, how they knew each other, and what Barack Obama had planned for this country and how he is executing it to a T. If you want to get in on the conversation and ask any questions of Dr. John Drew, 301-984-9570 is the number. This is the People's Forum. I want to make sure all of you have an opportunity to ask some questions of him as well. 301-984-9570. If you have questions for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, it is an honor and a privilege to have you on our show, sir.
Jeff, I'm really appreciative of this opportunity to get this story out.
All right, so Dr. Drew, for all of our listeners out there, who were you back then when you knew Barack Obama? How did you get to know Barack Obama? And at what time in your life and his life did the two of you get to know each other?
Okay, well, it's complex, but I was basically the sort of young, nonviolent William Ayers of Occidental College from 1976 to 1979. I was a founder of the anti-apartheid movement on campus. I founded the Radical Marxist Students Association at Occidental in 1976. And I went on to graduate school in political science at Cornell. I graduated from Oxy in 1979, and after my second year of graduate school, I returned to visit a girlfriend who was still attending Occidental College, who was taking classes from Roger Boucher, the political theory guy at Occidental, and Barack Obama was one of her classmates. And so what happened is I met Barack Obama through her, and she basically introduced him to me using the words, he's one of us.
Okay. Meaning he's one of us, he's a fellow communist, he's a fellow Marxist.
He's definitely a fellow Marxist.
Okay.
So that's what people are missing is, you know, they'll try to say that my link to Barack Obama was tenuous and based on these two face-to-face meetings, but what they're missing is the larger cultural milieu that I was part of at Occidental, and that for Barack Obama to be one of us was a big deal. It meant that he had joined a very unusual team of revolutionary Marxists who were working basically to redistribute the wealth and completely upend the power relations in our society. So, you know, I didn't take my status as a radical Marxist lightly at the time, and I don't think that Obama did either.
Now, so through your girlfriend, there's introductions are made, you meet, you know, Barack Obama.
Yes.
Did you ever break bread with Barack Obama? Did you ever have dinner? Did you ever speak with him?
Oh yes. What happened is I was at the girlfriend's house in Palo Alto, California, near Stanford, and Barack Obama drove up with his best friend Hassan Shandu, and they came up and we went out to a restaurant together and talked, and we came back to the house and smoked cigarettes and drank beer and, you know, basically argued politics for 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, now when you say argued politics, was he more moderate than you? What were his political views then?
Well, I remember this very clearly because there was a big contrast between my sort of, I guess, more sophisticated Cornell-level Marxist, you know, ideas and his kind of simple Occidental College Marxist ideas. And he was basically arguing a standard, straightforward Marxist-Leninist point of view that said there was going to be a revolution of the working class, and there was going to be a big grassroots movement that would rise up and overthrow the capitalist system. And my argument was more pessimistic in that I didn't see that happening. I argued that that had never happened in Germany, France, England, Western Europe in general, and it just wasn't in the cards. And so
basically, Dr. Drew, sorry to cut you off, but basically, the disagreement that you had with him was you were thinking that a workers' revolution was not possible.
Exactly.
And he was saying, no, it is possible. And now this is the key question. Did he believe that this workers' revolution, this overthrowing of the American capitalist system, this was going to happen in America? Did he explicitly say that?
Yes.
And he wanted it to happen in America.
Well, that's the part I don't want to be on record saying explicitly word for word that's what he argued. But that was the gist of his point of view, is that there was going to be a revolution which would overthrow U.S. elites, and it would be led by the working class, and the intellectual revolutionaries in the United States.
Dr. Drew, sorry to interrupt, but when you say intellectual revolutionaries, did Obama believe himself to be an intellectual revolutionary, or was a vanguard? He was going to be the vanguard for the workers' movement to overthrow capitalism?
Yes, definitely. He was as one of us, basically. He bought into that whole Marxist-Leninist perspective.
Wow.
Here's the other part, is that after I confronted him with the evidence of the actual historic experience, he kind of fought even harder for his Marxist-Leninist perspective. So this is one of the things people don't realize, is he wasn't just friends with the Marxist professors at Oxy. He was in 100% total agreement with them.
Now, how old was Obama roughly at this time?
I'm estimating that since he was in his sophomore year, he was probably 19 or 20 years old. I first met him in the fall of 1980, and then saw him again at a party at a house he shared with Shandu in 1981. I think he's born in 1960.
Now, when you saw him at that party in 1981, was it a different conversation? Had he changed from a year before, or was he still the same radical Marxist Obama?
My understanding, he was still the same radical Marxist Obama.
Now, Dr. Drew, did he mention anything about health care in his conversations with you?
No. The only thing that was really on the table at the time was the idea that it was a necessity to redistribute the wealth, that the people who the capitalists who were in charge of our system in the United States were definitely exploiting poor people and using poor people and damaging them. But there wasn't a sense of specific policies or laws that needed to be changed. It was more a general sense of power relationships that had to be altered.
Now, Dr. Drew, when you spoke with him, and after you found out he was running for the presidency of the United States many years later, and it came out of his association with Reverend Jeremiah Wright and that he had attended his church, were you surprised by that revelation?
Not really. What really opened my eyes was reading Jerome Corsi's book, Abomination, and I found out that Obama had a very close emotional relationship with a fellow named Frank Marshall Davis, and Davis had been a communist. And to me, that really helped explain why Barack Obama, as a sophomore, was already so deeply embedded and convinced of Marxist ideology, because it's something, I guess, that had been in part of his life even before he came to Occidental College. And then when I read that he got his start in politics with the help of a communist named Alice Palmer in Chicago and Bill Ayers, I was able to connect the dots, and I realized that I was the missing link from his Occidental College years who could verify that this was a consistent ideological association that he had over time, and it was wrong for him to say, you know, the only reason people think he's a Marxist is because he shared his toys in kindergarten. And I knew that wasn't true. You know,
okay. I don't want to get into sort of inside baseball here, but
sure.
You were a Marxist, he was a Marxist. Did he read Karl Marx? Did he read Trotsky? Did he read Lenin? Did he read Saul Alinsky? Were any of these theorists or communist or Marxist writers mentioned when the two of you discussed ideas and debated?
I think the one author that comes to mind is France Fanon,
yes.
F-A-N-O-N, who wrote
He's a Marxist postmodernist, correct?
Yeah, and he wrote a book called The Wretched of the Earth, which is basically a Marxist-Leninist argument from the point of view of developing nations. And so he was pretty attached to that perspective.
Basically, the West and the United States are exploiting the Third World.
Exactly.
And hence there should be reparations or the redistribution of wealth.
Well, I don't remember word for word, but that's the one book and the one author that he was kind of depending on and arguing pretty strongly when I knew him. Now, I've read up on him a little. I'm a political scientist, so I'm interested in his story and in his history. He was also, I think, very taken, especially at Columbia University, with the ideas of John Rawls in A Theory of Justice. And I also know Barack Obama's intellectual mentor, Roger Boucher, because I taught with Boucher when he was at Williams College in Massachusetts in the late 80s. And Boucher was an ardent supporter of John Rawls and the sort of socialist ideas embedded in A Theory of Justice. So I have no doubt at all that Barack Obama's a socialist, and I'm frustrated he hasn't explained. You know, I can explain to people how I quit being a Marxist and what were the ideas and the moments in my life that caused me to become a conservative. But Barack Obama, if he's changed his point of view, has never articulated.
He's never come up upfront about it. Exactly. He's never even admitted his radical past. Correct?
Yes. And to me, I just think that's wrong, and I think that's unhealthy for our country. I mean, because there are plenty of Marxists out there, I think, right now who support him, who could be properly re-educated if the president explains
here's a $64,000 question. And Dr. Drew, I'm up against a hard break, so I just need a quick answer from you on this. Do you believe that he is still a Marxist socialist at heart?
Yes, I do. It's just too consistent, and he was palling around with Marxist socialists as late as 1995 with Alice Palmer. He's on the radio talking about redistribution of wealth in a radio clip in 2001, I think.
Well, sure, he's in Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church. Bill Ayer sets up his first fundraiser. Jeremiah Wright is a Marxist. He's got full of Van Jones. He's got so many people were in his administration who are Marxists or are communists. So clearly the affiliations are there. Hey, Dr. Drew, I want to thank you. This has been an absolutely illuminating, outstanding interview, one of the most important interviews I've ever conducted. You're a true patriot, sir, and I want to thank you for your honesty and your courage.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a real honor to be with you and listening.
Thank you very much. Dr. John Drew here on The Cooner Show.